Lessons in Kindness is the second poetry collection from Danny Gill. The book divides into four sections: grief, contracts, mirrors and truth. And it explores, among other things, identity, sexuality, the public versus the private world, and indeed, kindness itself. Delighted that Danny Gill joins me from our Galway studio this evening. An absolutely beautiful dedication in the opening pages of the collection, Danny. For my grandmother, it reads, "In your echo, I stand." I mean, stopped me in my tracks when I read it. It was almost like a little poem in and of itself, it has to be said. Tell me a little bit about her, because she was part of your first collection as well, wasn't she, After Love?
She was. She was. She was in After Love. She was diagnosed with her brain disease when I was writing that book. So she appeared in a series in that collection. And in this collection, she had passed away. So the poems in this book deal with that. But she was a huge person in my life. I mean, grandmothers tend to be matriarchal figures for a lot of people, but Gran, she had great zest for life. She was a very strong woman. She had brilliant sense of humour. And, you know, her passing was a very kind of a critical moment.
And I suppose the fact that the opening section of the collection is called Grief, a lot of the grief within that, it struck me, seems to speak directly to that particular loss in your life. Maybe you'd introduce us to the poem Hollow and explain where it fits into the overall grief aspect of that opening section, Danny.
Sure. Hollow is a poem about my mother finding a baby bird on the pavement outside of her house a few weeks after Granny had passed away. And she described the experience to me. So that's where the poem came from. Hollow. The tiny bird rescued in the weeks after, gathered into a towel, motherless. Its silent O. The mouth you remember she made when her words had left her. This baby mark, the shape of unheard vowels, the need to tuck in, mother it like a mother, the child you were, the child she was.
Danny Gill reading her poem Hollow, and that's from Danny's new collection, Lessons in Kindness. It's an interesting title, Lessons in Kindness. And you're not certainly not preaching lessons in kindness at us, Danny. In fact, I think in many ways, how much are you talking to yourself about lessons in kindness, as in being kind to yourself?
Yeah, the title comes from a poem called Shingles, and it's about getting shingles on my 30th birthday. And definitely the book, a lot of it is about self-compassion and self-love and alchemizing from difficult situations to find your kindness and your compassion, and I suppose for yourself and then for others who are in your life. And I was having a lot of experiences in writing the book that were linked to that. So it sounds like a very soft title in some ways. I know a lot of people like the title, but it is about kind of overcoming difficulty too, and kind of having to search for the good and the hope and the strength from tough situations.
Yeah, and particularly if we look at the name of the title of the second section, Contracts, we're into a much more clinical kind of title in some ways in that word. In some ways, you're talking about agreements with yourself here, agreements with others, and the way you have to navigate agreements to get on with your life.
Yeah, and Contracts, I suppose that title of that section is very deliberate, because it is about, I guess, being born into and maybe socially trained into situations where we are kind of bound or feel bound to them. And that whole section is kind of about breaking that and breaking rules. And I suppose I chose in this book to write about my sexuality very openly, and the poems in this section kind of pertain to that. The openers are kind of love poems, and then it kind of goes into the more turbulent side of that topic.
Maybe you'd give us an introduction then into the poem Heart Blown Open, which is within this contract section.
Sure. Heart Blown Open was inspired by a conversation I had with an amazing woman, a dancer in her 70s, who confided in me over lunch one day and had told me that she was bisexual and she had fallen in love with a woman in college. And she described that experience of her heart being blown open. So this is about one of my first relationships with a woman, Heart Blown Open. When she fell in love, she said that her heart was blown open, that it took years to pick up the pieces. A shatter, not knowing what to do next, how to love cleverly. Her face was so soft in my hands that first summer. Complexless, I found my way around her body, and the fireworks were not instantaneous or colourful. It was just the stillness of a heart blown open. Soundless mornings waking, wearing only the love she gave me.
Heart Blown Open, from Danny Gill's new collection, Lessons in Kindness. You talked there, Danny, about, you know, how in some ways the contract section of the book from which that poem comes is about maybe breaking contracts or maybe knocking down expectations that there may have been around for people in general, but specifically it's a very personal sense of expectation here, I think, expectations around you. How difficult was it to write about your sexuality in such an open way and in such a public way?
I mean, it is very exposing, and I suppose I'm thinking about it more acutely now as the book kind of comes to market and people are going to engage with it. But I suppose I've always been writing about my life, and you know, there's a quote in the book by Adrienne Rich about telling the truth and how that enables other people to tell the truth. And I think that marriage equality in Ireland was a huge step for the LGBTQ+ community, but we still have a long way to go. And, you know, 2022 was a record year for attacks and incidents of violence for people in that community. And I think there are still a lot of struggles for us, and active allyship is very important. And I felt it was important then to include frank poems about my own experience, because, you know, a lot of people are actually having that experience, and I suppose there's an opportunity to put it in the public domain in a way that might help or at least highlight.
In the section Mirrors, you, in some ways you look at the kind of looking at yourself, or if you like, or looking at the kind of performative aspects of yourself. It struck me how, you know, if you're a poet, you have to, you have certain expectations, you have to behave in a certain way in your poet persona. You also curate festivals and put programmes together. There's a certain expectation, a type of behaviour that's expected in that role as well. How difficult was it to get past those roles to get into the very heart of yourself and put it down on the page?
Very hard. I mean, I sometimes think, had I met myself now, you know, if a future me would have spoken to me 10 years ago and told me things I would have been doing, I would have been horrified, you know, and shocked. And I think, you know, you find ways to be brave, and I found being more vulnerable has actually made me a stronger person. And you find your people, and others, I think, have permission then, you know, to talk or to speak. But for sure, I think everyone has a public and a private persona.
Well, maybe we'll finish with your real encouragement for people to speak out and tell the truth from the truth section of the book. Will you finish with Raise Your Spear?
I will. Thank you, Sean. Raise Your Spear. Last week in Dublin, they called my friend a faggot through eggs from a passing car. This is not the country we think we live in. The first time I get a funny look putting my arm around my girlfriend in a bar, I remember that in another country I could get stoned for this. Then the judgment seems like a small hate. The lump in my throat, preparing to say it. Stepping out of a box I didn't make. The violence of freedom, the price we pay.
And that's Danny Gill with her poem Raise Your Spear, and that is from her new collection Love in Kindness. Love in Kindness is published by Salmon Poetry. Danny Gill is at the Coorch Festival in Galway on the 21st of April. You'll get full details on coorch.ie. And After Love, which is Danny's dance show in and around her first collection, is at the Black Box in Galway on the 1st of April, and then at Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin on the 6th of April. You can find out full details on Smock Alley.com.